So we'll say there is an incredible pasuk. Remember in the parashas this week we have those great schos of reading Vayakel, Pekudei Parashas Para. So to share with you just an idea in Parashas Vayakel, so the pasuk says as follows. This is in Perek Lamed Hey Psukim Chaf through Chaf Aleph. So the pasuk says Vayitz. Remember again in these parshios we're talking about the actual building of the Mishkan and fabrication of the utensils. So the pasuk says Vayitzu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Moshe Vayavu Kol Ish Asher Nesa'o Libo. So every single person, I will say literally, whose heart uplifted him. V'Chol Asher Nodvo Rucho, whoever had generosity of spirit. O so he vies trumas Hashem lemelechas ol moed ulechal avodaso lebedei kodesh. They brought all of their offerings, all of their gifts, right? All of their trumas, all of their tzedakas, all of their offerings to the melacha of the ol moed, and for everything needed to construct the mishkan and lebedei kodesh for the big day kuna. So I'll say this is actually quite beautiful. The chida, Chaim David Azulai makes an amazing observation. I'll read to you his words. He says, "Kiyadua yesh merchak godol." The Chida says, Rabosai, sometimes the greatest challenge in life is as follows. We have beautiful intentions, beautiful thoughts, beautiful dreams, beautiful aspirations. I have incredible goals. So many things I want to do. What's the problem? There's often a divide between what I want to do and what I actually do. What I actually do, there's what I want to be, there's who I want to be, there's how I want to live my life, there's what I want to actualize, there's what I want to accomplish, and those are all the things that are mamish churning inside of me every single day, and I have a beautiful image of all the things I want to do. The problem in life often is the execution, is actually following through on those very things. He says, Harbi Ritzonos Tovim, Misnatrim Mithnei Sheyatzu Alapoel. There are many beautiful thoughts that a person has, but so few of them actually materialize. Harbi Anoshim Nosim Bechova Machshavos Nalos Chavtze Leitovim Ach Lichla Maisa Einam Magiyim. I will say these words of the Chida are so beautiful. So many people have so many elevated and exalted thoughts, so many dreams, so many aspirations, so many ideals, things I want to accomplish. Ach lichlal maisa einam magiyim. Rabbi say, never comes the chlal maisa. People go through life with so many incredible desires and aspirations, and yet again, for whatever the reason, it just never materializes. So Rabbi say, says the chida. See, Rabbi say, you know the fundamental shaila. With just pause here for just a moment. The fundamental shaila with all these sugyim, Rabbi say, is when you read these parshios, what's the thing that always goes through your mind? Always goes through your mind. Okay, excellent. Right? It's so repetitive. It's so repetitive. We'll say, remember, if you were to go out, if you have like 10 minutes today, you'll open up a chumash, and you'll two chumashim, and you'll just do a side-by-side comparison between Truma and Tetzava, and Vayakel and Pekudei. And I will say, they're virtually mirror partios. Again, there's some new information, like we have Shabbos, there's some new information, but essentially it's mirror. So we'll say, says the Chida makes an amazing observation. Do you know what the only difference in the parashios are? Listen to this. He says, "Lochein misaperes lanu haTorah ki betrumas hamishkan lohaya af echad kazeh." See, Rabbosai, here's something amazing. Do you know what Truma and Tetzaveh speak about? Truma and Tetzaveh speak about all the things that people wanted to do. All the things that people wanted to do. Truma Tetzaveh is all about dreams. Truma Tetzaveh is all about aspirations. Truma Tetzaveh is all about goals. Do you know what Vayakel and Pekudei is all about, Rabbosai? People doing. People doing. People taking dreams, people taking aspirations, taking ideas, and actually causing them to come into the world of Asiya, to actually going ahead and taking those dreams, and they're Yotzim al HaPoel. They become realities. He says, he makes such an amazing observation. We'll say, listen to this pasuk. He says, Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chafalef. What does the pasuk say? Vayavou kol ish asher nesa'oli bo, v'chol asher nod v'ruch. We'll say, who are those people? I'm sorry. Getting a little excited. Those are all the people with beautiful dreams, beautiful aspirations. We learned about them. In Truma and Tetzaveh, Rabbi say, the world is filled with people with beautiful ideas, beautiful dreams, beautiful aspirations. And Rabbi say, what happens? Today I have beautiful dreams and beautiful aspirations. What happens tomorrow? still got them. The next day, still have them. 5 years from now, still have them. 25 years from now, same beautiful, pristine dreams and aspirations. But what does the Torah say? Every single person, asher nesa'u libo, v'chol asher nidva rucho, heviu es trumas Hashem l'meleches ha'amoyd, Rabosai. Their dreams and aspirations didn't just remain dreams and aspirations. It was yatsa ela poel. They made it happen. It wasn't just, I have a beautiful generosity of spirit, beautiful ideas, beautiful machshavas, but rather, again, I took those machshavas and I made them into ma'isim. He says, Ki b'trumas ha'vishkan lo haya af echad kazeh, kol ish ha'shinesa libo, v'nod v'rucho, every single person who had that beautiful generosity of spirit, shahaya lo rotzon l'nadev, v'nishar b'rtzono bilvad. Don't think, Rabosai, that anyone mentioned in Shulman Tetzaveh just had nice ideas but didn't act on them. Elo, kulam heviu es trumas Hashem. Kaimu ritzono. Rabosai says the Chida, the parshios are not repetitive at all. Shulman Tetzaveh speak about beautiful intentions. Vayakil and Pekudei speak about beautiful actions. Hotziu es machshavtam hatova mina koach alapoel. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us two additional parashot of Osai to teach us that in life, it's right. They didn't just have beautiful ideas and beautiful dreams, but they took those ideas, they took those dreams, and they put it into action. Parashot Shulman Tetzaveh speak about people who are filled with Nesa'am Libam, Nadva Rucham, and in this week's parashot, we learn about the people Heviu Es Trumas Hashem. They took the intention, they turned it into actions, and Osai, this becomes the cloud gadol in life. The Chida teaches us something amazing. And I will say, the Ribbono Shel Olam teaches us, the Ribbono Shel Olam has four parashos in the Torah that are virtually mirror images of each other for one simple reason. Shulman Tetzaveh, Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that in life, you have to have beautiful dreams and aspirations. You have to have goals. You have to have goals, right? Short-term goals, long-term goals, have them. The challenge in life is that so often, dreams remain dreams, goals remain goals, aspirations may remain aspirations. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us two additional parashas of Vayakel Pekudei to give us the inspiration, to give us the confidence, and to give us the hope to take that Nesa'am Liban, that Nad Varucho, to take all of our dreams and aspirations of Osai, and don't Chas Hashem leave them as dreams or aspirations, but rather find the courage to turn them into mice, find the courage to act on it, find the courage to do, find the courage to actualize those dreams and aspirations, find the koach to take that which we have in our hearts and in our souls, take that koach, turn it into a poel, take that energy, take that resolve, and turn it into dynamic life activity. Good Shabbos.